Do you ever wonder where you really go in your dreams? Worlds peopled with knights and monsters and wizards and queens appear, but then a door bangs shut or somebody snores too loudly, or you have to take a pee and poof! The whole fantasy, castles, enchanted forests and all, collapses without a sound. Lincoln's dream world wasn't like that. It wouldn't let go of him. Even though he could see into his real world, hear his brother's shouts, feel Zip's rubbery nose snuffling his cheek and Corvus's claws tingling on his chest, he couldn't free himself. The blue sky and shivering trees above were in a different universe. He looked out on them from his nightmare and thought, I'll never wake up. But then he remembered how he'd tricked Nash and Gristle, how he'd kept his wits about him. Where am I? He asked. Why can't I move? He had to break the troll's powerful spell. Nash and Gristle were no more, so how could their dark magic keep him trapped like a creature frozen in a block of ice? Lincoln could hear Zip barking, Corvus cawing, Jake shouting, Squirrel chirping, all of them cheering him on like fans rooting for their favorite team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. He zeroed in on their cries, drew strength from their shouts and calls for him to join them in their real world. My world, he remembered, concentrating all his energy into the muscles of his right index finger, his only hope. He strained, believed with every nerve and fiber of his being, concentrated like a weightlifter attempting a world record hoist, strained until his finger twitched the tiniest fraction of a millimeter, a movement not even a microscope would have detected, and the spell broke, shattered like glass. Lincoln gasped, his eyes opened wide. He bolted upright, surrounded by his brother and their friends, who gathered round close, welcoming him with their happy hubbub.